And we're live. I'm gonna pull these guys down a little early. What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah,
listeners, welcome to Papa's Basement again. I am John Papa Giorgio. I'm with Leonard Reynolds, the usual co-host.
The one and only.
The one and only. And my illustrious former college roommate, Tony DeSisto.
Good to be here.
You've probably heard a few legends regarding that guy. We'll get to those a little later. God, anything burning we're getting to today? I don't think so. I'm a little heartbroken that our listener count just blew so much last week.
Because I wasn't here, that's why.
I know, but we're getting blown out of the water by an anonymous show.
We will find you.
Oh, God. Carmen, my friend Carmen's already IMing and asking, by the way, does your show suck? Yeah, we don't care. We don't get paid for this. We come in, we record it. We hope that one day it'll get us noticed and a paying gig on WJFK.
It's the American right to suck and love it at the same time.
So, yeah, let's start with the listener count. We have no outline for the first time in, like, 3 months, by the way.
Yes.
We're flying blind.
You act like we usually go by the outline anyway.
We got a little something, man. I usually have a spiral that has the date on it. It mentions something.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't have the wave card again. I'm so pissed about that. We can't play any public service stuff. Let's play the Tupac, just All right. for the official beginning. There you go. Straight ballin'. All right, let's take that over-under bet. I always love, this is the highlight of the show to me. FCAC.org/WEBR for those playing along at home. We'll cut the puck. Oh my, can we hear that on air?
I think
that laughter's coming through on the mics.
It is?
Yeah, there's like four or five kind of Middle Eastern garb, I guess, for one of the TV shows, ladies in the hallway.
Well, I can hear it through the door.
Yeah, it's going out on air. I can definitely hear it. Okay, show info. Listen now.
So we have background singers.
good call. All right, what's over under at 4?
I say push, and it is 4.
Okay. Tony, how many listeners?
I would say, let's see, under.
Oh my, 2.
Oh yeah, once again I am right.
Wow, we've tanked our show. You know, I don't care. Listeners aren't going to make an effort. I'm not going to make an effort.
I'm gone.
Exactly. But Leo, you know what? Catch us up on your beer pong tournament. If for those who listen, all 2 of you, effing 2 of you. I think that's even counting us. You realize that? That's like my mom. Why is Clan Reynolds abandon us?
Because you guys suck.
Yeah. God damn. Okay. Anyhow, Leo, tell us about the beer pong tournament that forced you to miss last week's episode.
Well, I wouldn't say forced I missed you to miss it, but
yo.
But no, I went to a beer pong tournament, Maryland State Championship. We won our first game. That we were very excited
tell
about.
Tell us,
that.
Tell us the house rules.
What do you mean house rules?
Well, you could lose one game, you could lose 2 games, what? You've explained it to me, but not the listener.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bad.
Yes, I would like to know what these rules are.
Yeah, Tony's actually interested.
The rules are you lose 2 games and you're out of the tournament. So basically, 2-game elimination for our listeners.
Simple enough.
Oh.
Go on.
So first game we won. We kicked ass, actually. So we were very, happy about that. And then I put some lotion on my hands because my hands were dry. And then I think that's what messed up my game.
Mm-hmm.
So second game.
Captain Cocoa Butter over here.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, it's good for me.
Okay, we're up to 3. Howard Highland. Good yes. old Howie just logged in. Thank you, Howie, for your pity listen.
So, so we went to our second match, and it was this team that I already played before, and I beat them before. But they had a bye, so they
it's this kind of underground little world of beer pong champions, like almost Beer Fest, if you've ever seen that movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it is, because the Maryland State Championship, you need, like, an invite. You can't just sign up.
Mm-hmm. So how does one get invited to this?
You play a couple games, only played 2 of them, in different tournaments, and if you're, like, in the top 5 ranking, then you get invited to the big state championship game.
Then how many college kiddies or former college kiddies actually showed up for this big state thing you were at last week?
Oh, a lot. And you know what? There's a lot of girls who just show up, too, just to watch.
Really?
Yeah, it's
beer pong groupies.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Some beer pong poonie.
Yeah.
Who knows if I can say that on air, but I just...
But yeah, so we went to our second match, and the guy was just whooping on us. Mm-hmm. It was like he was down to 2 cups. We were still at 8 cups. Then all of a sudden, me and Juan just we ran the table.
Juan is your life partner and your beer pong partner.
Yes, exactly. more of my life partner though.
Yeah, definitely.
But we got him down to 1 cup, so it was 2-1. All we needed that 1 cup to finish the game, and we couldn't do it.
Couldn't close it out.
Yeah, you couldn't seal the deal.
Unlike Juan, who seals the deal on you all the time.
Yes.
You couldn't sink the ball.
No. Blows. Okay.
Yeah, so then the third game, like, we almost got in a fight with the guy because he wanted one side of the table. We were like, nah, we'll stay here. Mm-hmm. So we had to paper, rock, scissors it, and we won. So he was like, well, we get balls first then. I was like, all right, whatever. We whooped his
balls
ass.
Balls in your mouth, son, is the proper answer.
But we whooped his ass. And then after, you know, each game, we, you know, shake hands. He didn't want to shake our hands.
Oh, sore loser.
Yeah, so we threw a ball at him.
Howard's asking, is it 10 cup? Yes, Howie, it's 10 cup.
Yes, 10 cups.
Maryland rule is 10 cup, and you automatically re-rack, which means put it back in triangle formation.
Yes.
At 6 cups and three cups.
Yes, that is correct.
And if you sink 2 shots in a row, you get your balls back.
Yes.
And what else is there?
Elbows
can go over the table.
Yeah,
oddly enough.
Which I hate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
You got sunk by an African, son, with a 10-foot wingspan.
Yeah, they basically just dropped the balls in.
Yeah.
But then the last game, we lost. So simple as that.
Yeah.
So is there a national ping pong, beer pong tournament?
Actually, it's a world beer pong tournament in Las Vegas happening January 1st through the 5th.
Good Lord.
So this is like the world championship of beer
pong. It
was
a qualifier, yeah.
Yeah, that was a, like if I would have got first or second, I could have got an invite there to World Beer Pong Championship. And it's also a Jamaican Beer Pong Championship. No, is that actually true? Because, like, the guy was promoting it when we were there. And, like,
along
was
with the Jamaican bobsled team.
And the better liquor.
Yeah.
And the Red Stripe. I mean, it was
Red Stripe beer.
It was sponsored by Red Stripe, so.
God, better liquor. It makes me. We have a coworker, James Lee, often mentioned on the show, who will go down to Jamaica, like, all the time and come back with $10 rum bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even get me started. My teacher from high school ended up getting naked on her honeymoon cruise because she got like wasted
loaded
on Jamaican liquor on some little diving tour.
That is pretty scandalous.
It is.
But all right, so Leo, you're back now. You're back for good.
But one good thing about the trip is that I got a bottle of Everclear,
which you then dropped on our floor.
Yeah,
top shattered. And I just laughed as it spilled out rather than bending over to pick it up.
Hey, I still got most of it.
You did. But it's just, that's testament to what kind of person I am deep down. You broke the bottle, and I'm just like, laughing.
Well, Juan's having a party tonight, and
really?
Yeah, he bought a bottle, too, so he's going to have jungle juice.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, it's, what, fruit cocktail?
Yeah.
Soaked in booze?
Yeah.
Mixed with Kool-Aid, pretty much?
Yeah, basically.
That's your jungle juice.
But with Everclear.
Everclear. Oh, we're getting an IM from Carmen. Carmen Villahelio. Tony knows Carmen well.
Yes, I
do. You've met Carmen once or twice, right? Or no? Never.
I don't know.
I don't think you have, actually.
No.
Let's see what we're up to listener-wise, by the way. God, I'm just still at 3. Why are we even here, dude? Let's leave in 10 or 20 minutes.
Dude, I'm telling you, next week when we're
promoting it heavily
on the
Well, okay,
man
we will
wants man
we will go on about that in a moment. Carmen says, I have a fetish for adopted people. I imagine them in a basket left outside of someone's front door, and I get wet. My mom heard that, Carmen. Why did you type that out? I read that. I'm sorry, Mrs. Papa Giorgio, a.k.a. Maria Mother. You didn't have to hear Carmen's dirty mouth on that one. You know what? God damn, we're not even 10 minutes in. Okay, let's bust out the big gun, the plan for next week's show.
All right.
Let's discuss it. You and me, Leo.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we want listeners, because first of all, we used to have the record around this joint for most listeners online. It was at 13. Nothing to brag about, but around here it was. It had been set at 10 for about 4 or 5 months. Some bastard's been running up the tallies on us.
Yeah, I don't think he actually has that many listeners.
He might be a little kid. Like, who has a little emo show. That's all I can think of. And everyone's logging in while they're doing their AIM and their MySpace and whatever the little kid version of MySpace is that I don't even know about yet.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. Because let's be honest, only little kids should be on public access.
Oh my god, I can't believe you just said emo.
Emo, little emo kid.
A little Japanese stealing term.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it
really
is. That's how it got coined.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We will, remind me to ask you about that in a moment, man, because I didn't know that actually.
I thought it just meant like
emotional.
Short for emotional.
Huh. Okay. Anyhow, someone ran it up to 16, breaking our record. Then they're really crap in our face. They ran it up to 22.
It's currently you didn't tell me this.
I wanted to save it for this show. It's currently at 22, Leo.
You're breaking my heart now.
We were double teamed pretty much.
Yeah.
So we were going to masquerade and make the show sound like a gay matchmaking show. We were going to go on the Craigslist man for
man.
It
sounds like it.
Yeah, I know. But we're going to make it sound like a man for man match thing, post it in the Craigslist man on man casual section, and see the reaction we get. The show's called Papa's Basement. It could sound kind of gay if you think about it. If I put it in the gay section, it sounds like it's talking about my butthole.
Or pedophilia.
Yeah, something. But I think we could drive up the ratings big time by posing as a gay show.
Watch Chris Hansen come.
Yeah.
Take You're a on seat. Dateline.
Bring in his plate of cookies. If anyone hasn't seen To Catch a Predator, by the way, you're missing out on a real treat. If we worked at a real station, we'd have a computer that was plugged into the soundboard, and we could play a YouTube clip or two.
Yes.
We don't work at a real station. We work at public access. And so it's just me staring these two gentlemen down across the snot-smeared console, and no sounds for you. Anyhow, what do you want, man? I'm out of it. I haven't exercised. I smoked a Kool last night. One Kool, by the way, and I already feel like I got super AIDS in my lungs. This is the worst cigarette ever. Is there anything worse, Leo?
Quick. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Ever? Never had? God, pussy. I know Tony hasn't, but he's a behaved man in general.
Oh, yes. I've been around proper smokers.
Yeah. Well, you remember me back in college,
yes,
man.
The German cigarettes.
Yeah, the Bosch chapters. I was a chimney.
Watching the women walk the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah. God, that was always such a treat. I mean, you know what? Shall we go into college story mode?
Shall we go into college?
Why not? Let's do the college. All right. For those who don't know, I originally was rooming at Virginia Tech. Look, Leo's bored.
I'm not bored.
Leo's bored. Shut up. He is bored. Admit it.
No. I won't admit it.
Why won't you give me that satisfaction?
No, go ahead.
Why? Are you going to laugh about our innocent college stories?
Yes, just like the way I laughed.
How we used to play Drop the Soap.
Exactly. We're actually lovers. No, now you took all the fun out of it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't do anything.
You've got to look.
I was looking at my microphone because I didn't want to touch it because it doesn't have...
What happened? Yeah, they took the wind sheath off of the windshield.
Yeah.
That's gone?
Yeah.
I thought you pulled it off.
No.
Huh. This is what our show's degenerated. How about them apples? Okay. We roomed together in the largest all-male... God, this does sound gay. Largest all-male dorm on the East Coast, which would be Pritchard. Pritchard East, specifically, right? Or we were Pritchard West.
2091 East Pritchard.
East, okay. Yeah. At Virginia Tech. And it was a zoo. The toilets were always decimated after each weekend. Tony, I've always quoted people... for those who don't know the setup, it was, if you've never been to college, what would you say, a dorm and about two toilets per 20 people, if that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, a little under that. Without fail, every Friday night, one was filled with vomit. By Saturday night, the other was filled with vomit and also clogged.
Well, ours actually only had, like, those three stalls. The other ones had more.
Yeah.
We got, the short end of the
stick. Well,
you had
to hunt for a place to crap by, like, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. Yeah. Well, like... You had to find, you know, buddy up with a girl, let her let you into a dorm or something, you know?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well, you could find a floater and an apple all in the same tub.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. That was the worst, where you'd find a dump, and then someone had vomited on top of the dump or something.
No, actually, after you left, the worst was the pubes on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Someone had been trimming their stuff
yeah.
on it. I mean, these are just the dirtiest. I'm trying to think of what else. Well, of course, we had the famous flood story where someone was like, Lord knows, must have been high on PCP or something, and just rips a urinal out of the wall and floods the entire dorm. Because it is just pouring water, and it's cascading down.
Yeah, over 500 gallons.
Yeah, I mean, it was like literally a waterfall on the stairway. I also remember, oh, my God, urine routinely in the in the elevators. And you're talking a six-floor building.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
Oh, was it seven? Yeah, that's right. I mean, I had a friend later, another roomie from New York, who said you'd find piss all the time in his building. It was like 30 floors, you know what I mean? Seven floors is just ridiculous.
No, like right outside of our room in the stairway, some guy was drunk taking a leak right off onto the stairs.
God.
Yeah, that's savages. Pritchard.
Yeah, that was Pritchard.
Mad Max in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, it really was. It was just a toilet. I mean, I'm trying to... You look back and you kind of forget because you take it, you get numb to it, the environment.
Oh, you do, definitely.
I mean, you forget how disgusting. I mean, it smelled like ass. You can only imagine what that many men living together smells like.
That's why the women had that like scared look going down the halls.
Oh, they always thought they were going to get raped. I mean, without fail. I mean, didn't they caution the girls about coming through? Did you have an equivalent of like of this at Longwood at all, or everything?
No, sorry.
You were just getting laid two days in.
No, like my roommates, like not my roommates that I shared a bathroom with, because it was four guys to a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But like my roommate on the other side, it was girls. So there's more girls than guys at Longwood.
Damn,
you lucky.
Yeah, no wonder you have these stories to tell us.
Yeah, it was 4-1 ratio wise.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Longwood used to be an all woman school.
Jesus Christ,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, recently
they
opened
the treasure of the Sierra Madre.
No, that's like Mary Washington.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't remember them cautioning the women. I definitely know they cautioned us against throwing stuff at, like, the marching bands.
That's right. They would come
by at,
through.
Like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
like,
we would torment them.
Coffee cans of urine and stuff.
Yeah, like a prison, man. That's stuff you see on Oz. Pissing a can and throwing it at people.
Or rocks and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it was all... I know that you and I, our one thing is we'd get... We lived next to the crappy cafeteria, and you'd go in, you'd get a credit taken off. You get like 15 credits a week.
Yeah.
And we would go in, we'd just eat whatever filth we could stomach, but we'd always get the yogurt afterward,
yep.
The frozen yogurt. We'd take like two licks, go up to the seventh floor, and just heave it out the window, like during the high traffic times. And I remember one time you hit someone, and she just started shrieking like a banshee.
Oh, yeah,
but
I remember that.
We sank a lot of hits, man.
The blind throw and
yeah,
the
exactly.
Scream. Uh-oh.
During high traffic times, you really couldn't miss.
You came, we were like such...
We were pretty bad. I mean, yeah, I remember we effed up a cop car one time.
Oh, and we were leaving. I went up and took like all the gallons of water and poured them all on the smoker, smoking on the steps from like the seventh floor.
I mean, yeah, it was a great time. As much as it wasn't like the standard college experience, which is like contracting chlamydia and stuff like that.
Don't even get me started on that one.
Yeah, but it was good in its own way, man. I mean, we lived it up. I mean, we lit fires all the time. We were pissing on everything. You get reduced to a caveman, seriously. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I was urinating on someone's like window that one night.
Well, I still have that great story with the UV. Well, wasn't that the same night I started peeing on everyone's bike seat? So
yeah, that's right.
Riding around in my urine. But God, at UVA, there was one kid who hogged the TV, and he would never leave to do anything. The TV was taken the whole time. He did nothing but sit there with the same steak knife, fork, and dirty A1 stained plate that he would just eat steak off of daily. He would nuke it, eat it, never wash this thing. And by the end of the term, we got sick of it. And so we all, the rest of the dorm, took turns pissing on his knife, pissing on his fork. And then I think later we pissed on his toothbrush or something too. And inside the cup that he never washed. I mean, we were just...
I swear, that was like my Tom.
Yeah. Leo's looking disgusted. I've never really seen this look on his face. Cause
you should be.
I don't know. Leo, I always thought, had some dirty stories of his own, but I guess his was just like...
It was, but I don't deliberately do stuff that's dirty.
Yeah. You're not really spiteful at your core. Like, you need some sauce and some motivation.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, I feel like hurting people today.
Yeah, I don't think I'm spiteful either. I'm like a subtle kind of thing. Like with Tom, I just locked him out of the room.
Yeah. Your douchebag roomie, Tom.
Oh,
my
God.
Replacement.
Yeah, I know. Worst roommate in history. Never took a shower.
Smelly little pothead, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What are the worst roommate stories I can think of?
I actually had good roommates.
Really?
Yeah. Like my one roommate, my first roommate freshman year, like at first he kind of weirded me out because like... Like, he, when I, ah, sorry, But at summertime.
Oh, by the way, up to 6 listeners.
Nice. Nice.
Moving on up.
But,
again,
summertime, he asked me if I had a girlfriend, and I was like, huh, well, why would you ask me that, you know, before I even met him?
And then he pulled out lipstick and smeared it on his face.
So I got there, and I was like, hey, what's up, man? And then, like, he saw that I had a girlfriend, and he was like, oh, and he looked kind of sad, and I was like, what? But then...
Hold on, not to interrupt, my friend Howard, tell Leo the Mike Groff story. We'll get to that. Howie, type out the details, just in case I forget anything.
Oh, is that one of your roommates?
No, it was a roomie of a friend where I kind of got the blueprint for the guerrilla activities against people you hated, like rubbing your junk on their possessions and stuff like that. Beating off on their bed sheets, stuff like that.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Go on. What? Sorry to derail you.
But
tell us your story about having a girlfriend. What was that like in college?
Nah, but like beating off on people's bed sheets, like what does that help to do with you? You know,
I told you the ultimate thing. I don't engage in this activity anymore. But I read about a rock star doing this one time, and I thought it was the cruelest thing ever. Let's say this rock star sold magic green pixie dust to people. If you know what I mean.
No.
The chronic.
Oh.
The hemp. The Mary Jane.
I still don't know.
Exactly. Anyhow, I might have been in possession of this type of thing back in the high school days, and a person I hated asked me for some, and I might have relieved myself in his quantity that I gave to him. And he was then like, that was amazing. It was so fresh. It was moist. And I was like, yes, yes, it was. The sad thing was his girlfriend also had some, and I was friends with his girlfriend.
Oh, her loss.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to know, it's like they're going to smoke it with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, so Lord knows how many people have inhaled my baby vapor back when I was a little kid. No end to what I could do.
I remember one kid in high school, he brought some weed in school, and then some kid like took it from him.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'm going to tell the teacher, and he was like, oh, you really are?
Yeah. Well, I remember one time a friend of mine, like, someone was getting walked into security to get searched, and they must have kicked, like, a huge bag of weed out their pant leg right beforehand, and they're just walking down the hall 3 minutes later and see it. You're walking by security, see this huge bag of weed. They just do a double take and sprint off with it. I mean, what else?
You guys have all the interesting stories. Like, all of mine just revolve around fighting.
Dude, you've got the best stories. I mean...
No, I think your guys is funny, though.
Tell me what you're comfortable with sharing on the air, because I tell everyone the stories with you...
Kicking the crap out of people?
Well, yeah.
Can I actually say
I remember
that?
You taking on the Latin King single-handedly. You can tell... I mean, he'll tell this stuff, like, straight-faced. Oh, Stefan just DM'd. He said it was me and Andrew that picked it up. I thought it was Stefan involved. Good old Stefan. Mr. Pimley, if it was a drug story in high school, Stefan. We have a guest walking in the studio a little late, Mr. William. We'll just lean in on Tony's mic if you can. The stretch. Sounds like the Tin Man whacking off. What's up? Say hi on air. Bitch, they'll think I'm making you up. All right, fine. So we got him. I want Leo, well, first tell the story about you messing up your cousin and like just what you did. This is in friendly combat. Pull it back toward you, man. You can just pass it back and forth.
Yeah, I have no idea why it started because my cousin and I are like best friends. Mm-hmm. But we got into a vicious fight for some reason, and I ended up like removing a piece of his stomach with my teeth.
Like, he knocks this kid down and bites out a chunk of his stomach.
And I actually was standing up at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you tell fight stories the way they're meant to be told.
I swear, you had to go in and get 8 stitches to like put back the piece.
Oh my God!
Because the piece was literally off.
Are you guys still friends?
Oh yeah, I talk to my cousin all the time. Yeah, yeah, he's gonna come visit me sometime next year. But yeah, and then we made up like right after. Like, okay, sorry, didn't mean to take that out of you. But yeah,
I'm laughing. Carmen just DM'd. She's like, tell some of your girlfriend stories. Wait, all of those are illegal. Very crafty. You bitch. But do you want to... I mean, we're in the midst of a real, like, street-fighting man over here. Tell the story of you taking out, like, 4 dudes when you're, like, 12.
The new Kimbo.
When I was 14.
That was
we'll go with them. Yeah, we'll go with the main story. Well, I left California. Some girl was getting jumped by a bunch of gang members, and being the hot-headed person I was and the idealistic youth that I'm not anymore, that I just went in, you know, hands blazing, fisticuffs. And just, like, grabbed the first guy and, like, hit him so hard with my head that it busted his face. I always fought by the old principle that I was taught by my brother and father.
The way I heard it, you really messed some people up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I started to mess them up, like, after I got stabbed.
Okay, so he gets stabbed in this. He's 14.
I get stabbed, like, you know, near the family jewels, so to speak.
This is badass, man. All right. I've never got any story where I'm stabbed.
So then at that point, survival instinct kicks in. So I grab, like, this metal pole that's used to, like, stake in, like, a rope to, like, line something.
Yeah.
And I start to proceed to beat everybody to this, like, within, like, an inch of their life. Like, I know I paralyzed, like, two of them. And
even the girl?
One's a quad and, like, eating out of a straw by now. No, I did not let up, and she, like, ran off. And then
after you're bleeding out.
Yeah, I'm stuck, like, holding my wound and, like, calling an ambulance to go pick me up before I, like, bleed out and croak right there on the streets.
And this bitch runs away.
Yeah, I was actually, yeah, that pretty much made me bitter for a long time.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story. You're like...
Yeah, she was just, like, you know, blonde, relatively young.
Saving some chick's vagine chastity.
And then just leaves me there.
Call the cops and she leaves you. Yeah. And then you turn to me, you're like, yeah, I soured on humanity after that. I was like, that is the baddest thing I've ever heard.
I did sour on you, man. It's like, come on, you just leave me there.
That's womankind for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have to agree with you.
Look out for number one.
I have to agree with you. That's true.
Damn black widows.
Lean in, Will. We'll hear you on air a little bit better. I just wanted that story committed to digital memory. I always think that's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
So
God help.
Found out who the chick was?
No, they picked her up later on. She came by later when I was like, you know, the cops were questioning me.
But she never like thanked you or anything?
No, she never said two words to me.
God damn. What
wow.
Phil?
Yeah, I know.
I would have stabbed her. How's that?
I lost a couple of pints for you, honey.
Jeez,
the least
exactly.
You could do
give me a handy.
I would have called a truce with the gang, and we all would have raped her.
No, the Crips weren't too happy about that.
So this is why Tony leaves San Diego.
Yeah.
And settles in Stafford, VA.
Oh, yeah, with all the Southern people.
Yeah.
Kind so of a transplant. Out of my element.
We have my friend Christy threatening to stab me. Very classy after hearing that story. But, yeah, hold on. And I have to... I'm going through IMs, by the way, folks. If you wonder why I just randomly pause. And we have... let's see. Oh, Carmen is... First of all, she wanted me to apologize to my mom and mentioned she was forever tainted by her first love experiences. I guess that would be hooking up with Mr. Stefan. Stefan got the Carmen.
Mr. 40 ounces.
Mr. 40 ounces. Stefan, yeah. Stefan, one of the best buddies, the old road gang back in the day, the drug gang of high school. Yeah, God, we have to tell. Stefan has to come in here sometime and tell the 40 ounce story where he was like dumping them all Nike. He was trashed and drinking.
I don't think he would actually remember that, though.
I don't know. Maybe.
But dumping 40s on Nike?
He was trying to pet Nike, and he was just leaning in and kind of dousing Nike with them, like, while trying to pet. She was about to bite him. I've never seen Nike about to bite someone that she knew like that. It was pretty impressive.
I thought she liked the alcohol.
She does, but not on her back. No. She'll drink it if given to her. But Carmen's adding, the girls at Longwood are pigs. One of them works in my office. She's a pig. And a ginger to boot. Bitch buys 2 bags of peanut butter M&Ms every day at like 9 a.m.
What's her name,
Carmen? It's a small school. It would be fun to get Pimley in here, though. Reunite the old drug gang. Carmen!
Where does Carmen work at?
Carmen works in UVA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, because I thought it was up north.
No, Carmen's kind of... She works a crap office job like us. By the way, Carmen, can I say that on air or no? She works a crap office job like us, but lives it up. Like, drinks, sings karaoke, and all kinds of fun junk. Whereas we just go home and watch our DVRs.
What are you talking about? I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
By myself in my room.
Exactly. In nothing but your risky business, white underoos.
Yes.
The momentum's dying here. I have to sort through all these damn messages. Whatever. I give up. Carmen, tell us the name if you can. So we got 20 minutes to wade through, boys. What do we want to discuss? Panel discussion. I got three brilliantly warped minds here.
What's on the outline?
The outline we didn't create because we were too busy BSing before the show. Tony and I were just watching 300, commenting on how badass it was.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Will is yet to see it.
Yep. We got a phone call.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Phone level goes up. I'll turn on the phone channel. I will pick up. And I'll hit the on-air button. Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to call the John Papa George.
Oh, my God. We have Richie Killiam live from France.
Hey, Richie.
What's up?
Holy crap, Rich. Rich is, oh, my God.
Okay, so wait, this isn't, like, really live? Because I can hear the show, but it's, like, you got a delay?
You might be on a delay. No. I mean, it's, like, 3:31 our time. It might be, like, a 10-second delay in terms of transfer.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, well, yeah, that's not real delay. I can't dump out on anything. If you drop an F-bomb, I'm screwed.
No, they're usually delays from international calls.
Wait, I can't say the F-bomb?
Oh, you can't say anything saucy. I mean, okay, it doesn't matter. No one's listening to this.
Yeah, say it real quick.
Yeah, technically I can't say anything.
But you're also a caller, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, I'm responsible for the callers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Especially when they're all personal friends.
Exactly. But it's just people who've listened to my show day in, day out. But what's up, Richie? This is, I'm going to say this. I'm jealous of Tony because Tony's still doing, he went back for the undergrad thing and is doing something he loves and is turning like a pretty penny off it, doing the photography thing. But Richie, too, is living in the south of France doing school again. We also got Howie to a lesser extent, who's bumming through law school right now. But go on, Richie. Right.
I got a question for you guys, but I don't know. The content might be, who cares, man? I'm not going to say the F-bomb or anything, but I got a question.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of talking about inside stories, I was running through my mind today, and I couldn't find it on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that could be answered on Wikipedia.
What are you building up to?
something it seems to be more and more common. Well, it's been like, for a few years in porn. Girls are just kind of like, they love to do the slapping thing. Like, you know, they like slap themselves. What's that all about, guys?
Slap him next to the stern light.
It just gets rougher and rougher, is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, where are they slapping themselves?
I don't know about that, but...
Lean in, Will. Lean in. Do it like a doo-wop group with Tony.
I don't know. I think, just like porn in general is getting like weird and violent.
Yeah, because I just do amateur crap for the most part. I don't like pro porn, although I was going to go on. I was going to... give out the porn star of the week. If you, we'll do a Stern element there. If you go to freeones.com, freeones.com, and look up Faye Valentine. That broad does it for me. Mom, don't play along. she took her name from an anime character. She gets points for that. Kind of a hot natural redhead type. Not huge on redheads for the most part, but I think we can all agree if a redhead's done well, it's good eats.
Yeah. Usually it's only freckles.
Yeah, no, she got freckles. Mm. Yeah, it's Will. It's the whole gang reunited on air.
About what Will said, though, somebody up to, since I'm in France, I was like, you guys are fucking dirty pervs. <French,
man." laughs> this coming from the French?
No. I said that to a French guy, and he said, oh, yeah, right, like, you Americans, apparently the new fashionable thing is like girls vomiting on guys in a porn or something like that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's more two girls, one cup type stuff.
Yeah, I know porn's become more fetish.
Yeah, it's going to be niche. It's
because of the internet.
Yeah, it's going to get more
but like
niche.
One funny, can you go to like porn sites on that computer?
Sure. Okay.
Go to meatholes.com.
Meatholes?
Like, that's one of the funny ones. Like,
oh, yeah, I've been to meatholes.
I put a link to that like on my IM profile once.
I haven't been to meatholes in forever, but I remember
it's
the
like
name.
Guys like stepping on girls' vaginas.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hold on. Meatholes.com. Oh, there's some stretch stuff. Dude, that's Jenna. Jasmine time. Time for some brutal effing of Jasmine
go to,
time.
Scroll down and see some of the, hopefully it has like some of the violence. maybe.
It just looks really rough.
No, like, sneakers on vagina.
It almost looks like ball biting, but I'm sure it's just sucking at a weird angle. God, yeah. This is some,
And then there's also midnightprowl.com.
Let me check this out.
You gotta like porn.
That's like, they take porn stars out to some, like, porn store in Hollywood and just let, like, random ugly-ass dudes.
Oh, around. Okay, I do know this site. Oh, it grosses me out, man. Yeah,
like, no, there's someone, like, a lot of them with, like, 300-pound dudes.
Yeah.
With, like, one-inch penises.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Midnight Prowl. Definitely. Oh, my God, check out this guy in the Van Halen shirt from, like, 1978. This is amazing. Wow, yeah, Midnight Prowl, just, I'm more of a Bang Brothers Network type guy.
Not meat members.
Yeah, I'm old-fashioned. Give me my big and my, round and brown and my big T's round A's site. And the MILF Hunter, yeah, I'm classy.
Or your BJ Ninjas.
What the hell is that?
That's one of the Bang Bros sites.
Are you kidding me?
There's like 40 on each of those things, like. They're funny.
Well, you know what killed me was the guy, I want to say Bang Brothers and Big Jugs, Big T's, Round A's,
yeah.
Is it competes directly with, I think there's MILF Hunter on the other network. It's all run by this one kind of weird guy with a beard, a semi-weird looking dude. He's a beard. You'll recognize it from MILF Hunter.
If it's on,
you've seen him?
Brazzers or whatever, it's all the same, owned by the same people.
Yeah, Brazzers is good productions. Hold on, MILFHunter.com. Everyone go to MILFHunter.com. You're going to see the guy I'm talking about in like 2 seconds. There, he's the top picture. Scroll down from like the whole montage.
That's the MILF Hunter.
Yeah, that is the MILF Hunter.
But you're saying he runs the whole network?
He's in everything. MILF Hunter has 8th Street Latinas, as Round and Brown.
Just here, go down. Like there should be a link, or just go to Brazzers.com.
He said go down.
All right. What am I supposed to go? Join here or see more MILFs?
Or no, like, is this Brazzers or whatever?
I don't know if it's...
Click on one of the pictures. We'll have it in the...
No. Oh, it's Brazzers versus Reality Kings. Like, that's the new
Bang
war in the
Brothers.
Street. No, I think Bang Brothers is Brazzers, right? Or no?
No, that's a separate one.
Okay. Well, Reality Kings, I think, is its own entity.
Yeah, it is. Like, anything, like, whatever copyright they have in the bottom right or whatever, like, that's whatever network it is.
All I know is what shocked me was that... For about 1 week, at the bottom links for Reality Kings, there was a site called Tranny Surprise. They stuck in there.
God, Jesus.
And yeah, usually it's like they're trying to like be manly and be
How's
like,
it a surprise if it's in the title of
exactly.
The website?
Exactly. What kind of self-loathing closet case is like, surprise me, Tranny, you know? It was so lame. And
there's some reality show like... You know those lower tier reality shows? They have like Fox Reality and FX or whatever. I forget what channel it was. It was like, there's something about Miriam.
Yeah.
So it's like all these guys, and she looks pretty hot. And she has like the big fake rack and all that.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be like, you know, falling in love with her and then kissing her and all this stuff. And then the series finale is she tells them she's a dude. And she like they show her whipping out her junk.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it just shows her like lowering
Tony,
her pants.
Tony, get on mic.
It was on like the VH1 40 Greatest Pranks. I think it was like number two.
Well, I think like I thought it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it was a show. Like the same deal.
Oh, I thought I just saw the ad like for the series finale coming up.
Yeah.
She's like, there's something I haven't told you. And she was like lowering her bikini bottoms or
something. Oh my, I would go.
And this is the one guy, you see him like crying with his head in his hands.
Where the heck did he hide it?
In a bikini.
Yeah, I know.
That's like an Ace Ventura talk.
He got to like tie it back. I don't know.
Wow.
Tie it
or maybe back. Like if they take like estrogen and stuff, maybe it like shrivels up.
I don't know. I'm reading Howard. He's like, I can't believe no one has called you out yet for getting puked on. I forgot when I was puked. Howie, when was I puked on?
You got the reverse Topeka Destroyer.
God. I love all that stuff, the angry dragon. Hold on. Let's see if I can get a directory of that.
Grouchy turtle. It used to be Gentleman's Glossary. Now, if you go to UrbanDictionary.com, it has all of them, but it doesn't have like just a list. Like, you have to look them up.
I'm gonna Google Angry Dragon and Strawberry Shortcake.
Well, Strawberry Shortcake, I remember.
I just kind of want the lawn felching defined.
Well, go to UrbanDictionary.com.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Hold on, we might have a winner here. DirtyProverbs.com.
Hey, guys, I'm out. This fat French girl just called me, so time all to right. go do...
All right, man, do your thing. God, Richie, that was a blast hearing from you, dude. Anytime. Take it easy, man.
Later.
Later.
That was Richie Killiam holding down the south of France, son. We are international. God. Okay.
We broke a new record.
Oh, we got another caller. Maybe this is Carmen or my mom disowning me. Hold on. What do I have to do? Da-da-da. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. It's Carmen.
Hey.
Blast from the past. Carmen, what's up, my friend?
I puked on a guy.
Oh. Right. God.
Yeah.
I love how quickly that came out of the gate.
It's was like, that the date ender?
Yeah. Tony asked, was that the date ender?
Well, no. He was really into it.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Wait, you meant to puke on him?
I kind of almost married.
Did he use
oh
it
Oh, my
as
God,
mood?
That the Italian dude. He was, wow, tell us about someone who's into puke.
He liked for me to wow second his dick. I don't know what to say, but he liked for me to gag on his puke.
God.
Did he hold your nose when you were all the way at the bottom?
That was like the ultimate to him.
Wow. That wah. Oh, God. Okay. Howard just snuck it in. He's like,
you can sure pick him.
He's just stuck in.
I thought said person interrupted coitus with you with vomiting. No, she vomited and attempted making out. I was never puked on during.
Oh, you're talking about Howard. I'm getting confused.
Well, no. Howard was reminding me who puked on. Because I know I've been puked on once or twice. I can't really remember. I know we got bled on at
Asia
Festival.
I've been bled on.
Yeah, the guy got, like, eviscerated and was running through the crowd. And I'm just like, why am I wet all of a sudden?
Cooter blood.
Oh, yeah. God, you're a savage, man. How did your sheets come out, by the way? You filthy pig.
I think I need to buy a new one.
Yeah, that ain't washing out. That's two kinds of fucked up. But, Carmen.
What's the story behind that?
Oh, my God. Sure, we'll get to it in a second. Carmen.
And we've been taken.
Damn it,
off
Carmen,
there.
Come back. Come back, Carmen.
I think we scared her off.
Oh, please. No, it's Carmen. She's down with it all. No, Will was, let's just say he's hit one or two chicks who claim they're quote-unquote spotting, but...
Or three.
Friggin' Shamu doesn't spot like that, man. Sheets look like a White Stripes album cover. Friggin' awful.
Oh, good guy.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah, he did hold my nose.
What a great call-in. Oh, my Lord.
See, that's the stuff you gain by watching porn. You'd probably never think to try that on your own.
Yeah.
Until you see somebody do it.
And it's even more hilarious because he was my boss at Domino's who knocked me up and I almost married him, and I'm like a kind of decent-looking chick.
Carmen, you're quite decent looking. Everyone loves you.
Wait, this guy was a pig or something?
I'll give you my
CR approval. I know, yeah, he was like 250 pounds, like, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that's gross. All right.
And yeah, Carmen, everyone who's playing along, I think in my away message, I have my MySpace. If you go to my second buddy, right, in back of Will, it would be Carmen. Everyone's like, why don't you date your second on the list? She's so cute. I'm like, it's Carmen. That'd be like effing my sister. I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I have no self-esteem.
God. Oh, God.
I also like how I sound like a baby on the phone. Okay, I'm going to go now. Bye. I love you.
Bye. Bye, baby Carmen. Yeah. God. I guess my mom will...
self-esteem. It's just my Tony.
Yeah, seriously. Tony gave the little...
just the way I like it.
Oh, my God, yes. That is Will's bag. But, yeah, Will's sheets are just decimated. Like, yesterday, he's walking around with... I was chilling with Diana. And he's like, what gets blood out of sheets?
No, I was just saying how much hydrogen peroxide to use.
Yeah. Bleach. Exactly. Just bleach it into oblivion. But I mean, honestly, the damage done to this.
Nah, I think it's time to set him on fire.
Yeah.
Offer him up to, like, Venus or something. Yeah.
Like, you light these on fire, ghosts would come out.
They're like all in the linen closet.
They look awful, man. How much were they anyhow? They're just
like
IKEA
20
sheets.
Bucks. Yeah, I just want to go back. I mean, IKEA's all the way down in Hoodbridge.
No, just get real sheets. Go to Bed Bath right next door.
Well, no, because I also have that weird-shaped mattress. I think I have to get IKEA sheets.
Man, do Bed Bath with me, because I don't want to do it alone.
Well, no, because, I mean, I would like to go down there anyways. I forget what floor.
Tell me what it is, because I'm driving down to chill with Mr. Tony later.
I actually have to stop there.
Really?
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Let's see if we can work something out, because Mama DeSisto, Tony's mom, is cooking me a champion's feast. For my arrival. I love Tony's mom.
My virtual slave.
Yeah, seriously. You've never told her once that her cooking was actually good. The woman's like practically
a chef.
Oh, I'll
tell her when before I die.
Yeah.
So if I tell her now, I'm obligated to kill myself.
Yeah, she's got nothing to work toward if you tell her it's good now.
Exactly.
The kindest thing I've ever heard you tell her about her cooking is, it's okay. And then she'll get so sad. She'll always ask you. And here, it's okay, and look like she's, like, going to cry almost. And then she'll ask me, and I'll be like, this is great, as I'm shoveling it in my face. She's like, see, honey, why can't you say that to me?
Well, I tell her, I can't tell her if it's good or not if I haven't tried every single dish made by every single person on the planet. Otherwise, I have no real point of reference to tell her. Exactly.
The code of Tony. I love it. You got a text, Leo. What did it say?
Just asking me if I'm going to Juan's tonight.
To Juan.
Hey, Juan. Juanito.
Juan. Good old Juan. I like Juan. Juan's good people. Juan's having much intercourse lately. Is Juan not?
Well, I'm not Juan's dick. But,
but if you played one on TV.
Then yes.
There you go. You know what? Let's troll for a call-in from your brother.
Laurel, call.
Laurel,
actually
call.
Listening. Yeah, he's still in school right now.
Seriously?
Yeah. He's coming home Friday.
Hmm. Oh, my God, we have a caller. Could it be? Dare I dream? Yellow.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
What's up?
I was listening.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. Bye.
Wait, Mom.
Yeah?
Don't go anywhere. Let's chat. You can carry us through the next few minutes. Hey, wait, I have to plug. You know what?
I
do have to mention this.
Church.
No, I talked her out of going.
It wasn't.
That's the good Christian I am.
It wasn't going to a service. It was going to the luncheon, and I didn't feel well anyway.
Oh.
But I decided to spend time with my son.
Exactly. With Le Petit Prince.
And my $45 for the lunch, you know, is, they got a bit of a profit for the church. So
there you go. Now, first, we have to plug the pizza people and tell them why. I'm, like, totally becoming Don Corleone over here.
Okay. Well, Mangino's Pizza.
Mangino's.
Mangino's? Yeah. I've seen it. It's just
William,
one letter away.
Let me get their number. 1 minute.
She'll read it on air. Well, get this. She's like, my son mentioned you on the air. Did you notice an increase in business in the past few weeks? And sure enough.
Actually, we noticed a decrease.
Exactly. Yeah. The three public access weirdos that usually buy
stuff.
I asked.
I said, did you have an uptick in business this week? And he goes, yes. Why? And I said, because my son mentioned you on the air.
Yeah, so it sounds like I have a real show or something.
Anyway, they are at 6355 Multiplex Drive in Centerville, just right down from the
The official pizza of Papa's Basement. I've been eating it nonstop today.
And telephone number 703-815-6300.
Yes.
They make just absolutely divine.
But get this. What? First, they drive out of their zone. They usually don't deliver to us, but because I hooked them up on air, they deliver the pizza to us. Then they bring us free cheesecake. They're like, tell your son thank you.
Whoa. Nice.
We really got to work this, man. Like, you know. We could lie our asses off.
Like, oh, we're pretending to be crusty.
But it's really good.
Exactly.
Good food and polite people.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I love it because when people ask me where I do the show, I'll, of course, reply, WEBR.
So it sounds like a radio station.
Yeah, and then if they go any further, it's like, great, what is that on the dial? I'm just like, yeah, you'd probably prefer to listen online. line I go with.
You know what we should do? Hmm. We should have, like, me and Mel go in there one day. Like, yeah, we heard about this on a radio station.
Do it. Oh, fake
caller. But if you say it's, like, Channel weird. 37, that also sounds kind of professional.
No. Sure. Once they...
But because then you get dragged into, why is a radio show on the TV? Yeah. Then you're like, shut up. Shut up, Richard.
But anyway, well, that's very nice. Even Richard can hear you. All he has to do is go online and down.
Exactly, while he juggles 20-year-old French women. Good for him.
Well, you could go to Greece and study, so I'll leave you with that thought.
Thank you, Mom, for caring about me.
Bye.
I was going to finish caring about me doing Greek girls, but she'll hear that 5 seconds down the air pike anyhow. 350, gentlemen.
There are actually some hot chicks at that church, but it's still...
Yeah, I know, but, like, at what cost?
Enough of a motivation for me to go to church.
Yeah, seriously. No, good broads at church.
Is it a Greek church or something?
It's a Greek church,
like, really hot girls there. And they dress like hoes for church, too. Man.
I did notice that one time. Like, I was there, God, last time I was at church, like, 2 years
ago. It's like chicks wearing, like, club dresses.
Yeah,
almost.
It's fat asses, man. It's like you're in those khakis. You get a boner in that. You got to stir the Bible on top to hide it. You know what I mean? Or you're like humping
putting the
pew.
Putting the New Testament to different kind of use.
I mean, you're...
The priests think you'd be looking at him.
Yeah, exactly. Giving you the wink. Oh, no. I used to always... That was always the weirdest thing in church. I would always get wood without fail the entire time.
Oh, God. When I was a kid in Sunday school, all I'd do was stare at chicks' panties. You could tell my mind was, like, real out there when they explain, like, the sin of lust.
Exactly. You're just staring at Vange. I think I did Sunday school twice. I just cried like a little bitch until they took me out, and I stayed with my mom.
They wouldn't know, like, what the hell was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember it was a bunch of Greek kids. We never liked Greek people, really.
No.
Ever. We considered them smelly and weird.
Uncle Toms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I still do for the most part.
They don't really fit in. I guess we fit in more with Americans, obviously.
But... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like an outcast in general. Yeah, no, this is just yet another
fit in
category.
With nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think your brother's right, because like, when I went to Italy, it's like, come on. I have nothing in common with these people.
Oh, well, I mean, the Greeks, like... They treat you like crap if you spoke like English. It doesn't matter
you're
if
a
you're
pig.
Greek or not. Like, and even if you have like an American accent and you speak Greek, they still don't like you.
Yeah, you're a D-bag.
So.
F them in their toilet country.
Yeah, I'm still like talking S about America, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we just hate everything. That's the club we belong to. We are the haters. We just need a big...
They can't get over that their time is coming on.
Yeah, that's the Greek Empire. 2K. Almost 3K ago.
Well, it's going to be us soon.
Someday.
America.
The new Romans.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. Si.
Si, señor.
That or Arabic. You know?
If they stage the mother...
Nah,
I
don't think that's possible.
No, they don't.
We'd all shoot each other.
They don't have the resources.
No, it's just more
to,
like population domination.
Oh, yeah.
Like, white people are like on the decline.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
you don't like to have
too much thought into having kids. Yeah,
I thought it was like the Latin and Muslim groups were on the increase, and white people and black people are getting like they don't have many kids.
Yeah, I guess if we're not on the decline, then we're just like you know, we're staying level. Yeah, like Muslim and Spanish couples have like 5 kids each. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like
that's what happens when you can only afford basic cable.
Or just they don't believe in birth control.
Well, that's also because they need the children to survive.
And what now?
They need them to survive.
Yeah, it's true. Play the odds.
Yeah, they have that stupid cultural concept that the kid has to take care of the parents. Well, I disagree with that.
Yeah, I know you. Be like, oh, I slept with my pillow over your face.
It's called the parent-child contract. You're supposed to take care of me until you die.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm saying,
it's from Tony. I inherited the... Tony and Will actually kind of made me realize that if you don't have kids, you never really have to grow up that much.
Exactly.
No. Like, you can do the same thing until, I guess, you become so old and ugly that you can't pull any ass.
Yeah, and then you have
unless
to...
Unless you have money. But.
And then you marry a Russian broad. Mail order them.
The Eastern Svetlana.
Exactly. Get an Eastern Bloc.
Can be like
wife.
That dude in Illinois hooking up with some chick like 30 years younger than you.
And killing
murdering
her.
Murdering her.
Rotating broads every few years.
Well, shorter the Eastern Euros is always the
Like, how have they not arrested that dude?
God. I don't know.
I mean, just the fact he's been married 4 times. Yeah. What the hell does that tell you?
And each one's like an accidental death. Like the last one drowned, quote unquote.
His wife was pretty hot, too.
I mean, oh, yeah, not bad at all.
It's very disturbing.
And he's just disgusting, got the big old gray copper mustache.
Yeah, he looks like Spencer's Pops.
Oh, God, Pops.
Good old Pops. I bet Pops is listening.
Pops is going to be one of the weirdos that
watching
actually listens.
Watching on TV.
Oh, my Lord. Well, we peaked at 7 listeners. I can live with that. Nice. The crumbling Corleone Empire. Oh, my God. All right, screw it. It's 3:55. Let's call it a day. We got
things. Where's Night Train at?
Night Train will be here any second. Right. Night Train always pulls in.
Pulls into the station a little late.
Yeah. The Night Train. Well, I'm going to go first.
You should play Night Train by Guns N' Roses to close out every show as it comes in.
Play it once at the beginning, once at the end, and a couple times in the middle. Yeah. Stefan's sending us a link really fast. Probably a link to...
disgusting stuff.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
What is that?
That's
I've seen
the
that.
Burn victim.
Or just like some dude
burn
came back
soldier.
From Iraq, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like married to some hot broad.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, because I mean, I see either married her before he left or.
Oh, I know.
You know, she
story.
Was like in love with him.
Yeah,
so she,
exactly.
I think she married his.
No,
like,
she married him after the
nasty,
fact.
Nasty, stumpy ass.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, I don't care how much you love someone. Like, if you look like that, you gotta go.
Yeah, seriously.
Have you ever seen
look like a bulldog's
I'm sure you
vagina?
Have, like, have you seen that website about that Brazilian chick or whatever? You got hit by a drunk driver.
Dude.
It's like the same
Rich,
thing.
Rich Killiam and I would send that to each other all the time to spook each other, like, S-less.
Have you guys seen that?
No.
Bring it up.
Type in, like,
Brazil girl car crash.
Why,
it's like the
happen?
Same thing. It's just like this. Well, can you see that?
No, I can't.
It's like this really hot Brazilian chick. Got hit by a drunk driver. Was like burned everywhere.
I thought she was like Venezuelan
or
something.
But yeah, she looks like Darkman now.
Like, she's so melted, and she was like this cute little like.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah, this little Latin broad, and now she's dog.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Jesus.
But it doesn't bring it up like.
Nah, because she wasn't. She was like she was Venezuelan, maybe. Hold on.
Just type in like car crash victim girl pictures or something.
I think that's a little too broad.
Yeah.
But no, because it's like
burn
the
victim,
famous thing.
Car crash
drunk
driver.
Girl.
Oh, we might have it. High five four and burn victim Sophie.
Maybe.
No, too recent. Ah, screw it. We'll find
try,
another
type
time.
In like drunk driver. Girl.
Nah, I think there's too many like famous ones. Like,
yeah,
bro, that's the one I always see.
Nah, because I remember that one, and I remember that there was like a younger girl too, and then a couple of others. It's like happened so often.
That's just the one I always came across. I remember I didn't have trouble finding it. But.
Well, let's say our piece. I want to give a special thanks to Mr. Tony DeSisto being in town,
good
coming
to be
by.
Here.
I'll be feasting shortly at his casa. And Will and Leo, the regulars. Hopefully you can, Will, make it in more. And Leo, good to have you back, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We are out.